Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station.
What is this music?
Oh, you're going to get used to this music a lot this weekend. It's Corey James and Breezy. And Breezy going on her first bachelorette party this weekend.
I'm pumped, ready, scared, and excited.
Wow, okay. It's a lot of mixture of emotions happening right now.
I know.
I do have some words of wisdom for you.
Okay.
I would say, first off, definitely enjoy this one to the max, because, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, if you're going to jump in this morning, at 222-9800, in the Club PXY Safe text line at 6822. There's something about the first one, right? Because eventually, here's what's going to happen. Because you're 25, mm-hmm. you're in that age range where all your friends are going to start to.
This is like kickstarting my whole bridal career situation.
I don't want to use the word dread, but I don't know what other word to use. So you're going to dread going on these trips, and not because of the trips themselves or the people that you're going to be around, more so the money factor.
Okay.
It's the first one, I think, is always special because you don't quite realize what you're in for yet.
Right.
When, you know, next summer and you're in about six deep of these. And you realize you have another nine to go.
Like
$3,000 in the hole. Yep. So I would say, first off, really embrace this one because you could be dreading some, at least from a monetary aspect later on down the line.
All right.
That's what
I noted. I will live out this entire weekend to the fullest.
Yes, live your best.
Truly.
You had some nervousness, though. You had some things you're anxious about.
A little bit
about.
Of reservation.
And you are not a reserved person.
Oh,
so
gosh,
It is a tad out of character for you to have any reservations about anything ever.
I have a couple things that I'm thinking right now that I'm a little shaky on.
Okay, let's talk through them.
So first things first, this is St. Courtney's bachelorette party,
yeah,
fiancé.
It's my fiancé's bachelorette party.
So what I'm nervous about.
Please make sure she stays alive.
Yes, I will try.
No. That is not a try. This is my
80-20.
Nope. Okay. Nope.
Give it the old college try.
No, I need 100%. I need proof of life.
This is about her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And like, I'm so used to like being a center of attention.
This
and, like,
is true. Don't be the spotlight stealer. Nobody likes a spotlight stealer.
I will try not to, but like. Mentally, physically, don't know how to
turn that off.
Not be there.
Yeah.
Be in that, the center of attention state of mind, because that's how I live my life. So that's my first worry.
Okay. I think that is a completely valid worry.
Because, like, high kicking all throughout Lake Placid.
Yeah. Just
kicking ice chunks.
Just use your gravitational pull, if you will.
Okay.
Your magnetism to focus it on her.
Okay.
All right. So there's that. You can use your powers for good, Breeze.
I can
not just for evil.
High kick an arrow to Courtney.
There you go.
Perfect.
There we go.
All attention.
Right.
Look at her.
All right. We're already fixing problems. What else you got?
So Courtney is a new, beautiful mother.
Absolutely.
To your child.
Mm-hmm.
Little Macer.
Mm-hmm. 7.5 months old.
So a bunch of
again,
her
make
friends.
Sure she comes back home because I desperately need her to take care of him. With me.
So her friends are also pretty fairly new mothers.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
It's about half and half.
Yeah. It's a good mixture.
So all these moms, listen, I know them. I love them. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if they're going to be able to hang with me.
Oh, see, this is where I think this is your naivete talking, because I would say, I don't know if you're going to be able to hang with them.
How can you seriously say that?
Breeze, you're underestimating what happens when a group of moms have a weekend of no responsibility. They are going to go crazy.
They're
going to
rage?
Yeah, absolutely. Get my back on this one. I know people will get my back on this one. On the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822.
they're going to fly off the handle.
Yeah, think about it. Having a child is the biggest responsibility that you can have as a person.
Okay.
You're literally in charge of taking care of another human being. Like,
right.
It's so mind-boggling. As a dad, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
Really,
I can't.
Take care of another human.
It's amazing. It's like, wow.
I can't believe it either.
You're still alive. It's amazing. So when you are relieved of that immense, insane responsibility,
uh-huh,
and you finally have free time, yeah, I'm telling you right now, if you were to tell me which bachelorette parties go crazier, a group of girls in their 20s with no kids and a group of moms in their 30s are going ham.
Okay. Well,
I'm telling you, come back and report back.
What if there's like melatonin in the mix, though? What if all they want to do is sleep?
Melatonin in the mix.
What if they're like, I'm sleeping and stuff.
No, I don't anticipate that's how it's going to go. Maybe. Okay. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, this texter, just because they have kids doesn't mean they don't want to have fun. Brace yourself for a fun weekend of partying.
Oh, I am bracing. I'm bracing.
I hope that we come back on Monday morning. First off, I hope you come back in general. And then I hope you're eating your words of like, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't know about all this. Yeah. I'm going to wear a GoPro with audio so we can play it back on the show.
I don't know if that's a good idea. Let's grab this call. 222-9800. Joe the Cable Guy from Rochester checking in. What's going on, Joe?
I was calling in regard to that bachelorette party / bachelor party.
Yes,
Joe. So Breeze is going on her first ever. You're 25, Breeze, so you're entering that time of your life where you're going to be going on a lot of these. So enjoy this one.
Okay. Joe, what do you think, buddy?
Long story short, a lot of times this day and age, stupid stuff usually does happen at these type of parties, but it's not the kind of stupid you're thinking of. It's more of, hey, for my bachelor party, we ended up going to a mud bog, getting super drunk, and getting a heat stroke all day. I mean,
what?
Yeah, we actually went skinny dipping in Lake Ontario later that day. So, I mean, like, it wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Oh.
Just hanging with my bros, getting all muddy, getting some heat stroke, and then getting nude.
Joe, you're an animal.
Yeah, I'm hoping you guys don't go skinny dipping in Lake Placid. It's going to be very cold.
Well, Joe, I don't know if we'd have a heat stroke. We might freeze to death.
Yes, hypothermia is definitely on the table.
Hey, it's all about the fun. So, I mean, regulate your decisions, but it's going to be hilarious, whatever you do.
So you're telling me to wear a GoPro?
Definitely.
Maybe. It depends if that video will be revealed or not. Joe, one of the things though, that Breezy it did say she was nervous about is that she's going with some people in their 30s, some, you know, mid late 30s, some moms are on the trip, and she was nervous about, you know, would they be able to keep up with her?
Can they hang?
And my piece of advice to her, and I don't know if you have experience with this, but at least in my experience, I would say, can Breezy hang with them? Because this is the chance for moms to have no responsibility. The kids aren't around. They are going to go crazy.
Let loose.
Breezy, let me tell you something. Yeah. Okay, I don't know much about much, but I know a little something. So here's where it goes. When you got 30-year-old moms, and they are, I side with Corey the whole time, because they go either crazy or they're, you know, sit around, drink a little wine. They're either one or the other.
Right.
There's no in between. It's all or nothing.
Okay, but Joe, here's the thing. I don't want half the moms to be that way and the other half to go crazy. I want us to all be on board and sailing into the ship of obliteration.
Okay, perfect.
Well, you are the adrenaline junkie. You claim this every day. So why don't you be the hype man for the group?
Oh, God.
Joe, you know what? No truer words have ever been spoken.
Yeah,
I will
sure.
be doing that. High kicks for days.
And then none of them were ever seen again. Great.
Oh, goodness.
Just get St. Courtney back in one piece. That's
yeah,
all that
yeah.
I will try.
If my fiance doesn't come back, Joe, I'm blaming this on you, buddy.
Afternoons of 98BXY are more fun with Debbins.
Debbins, has this happened to anyone else? Having a smart speaker you can talk to has like ruined me completely. It's put me in the habit of like talking to my speaker. So when I come in contact with a non-smart speaker, out of habit, I will ask it to play something. And then people look at me like a crazy person who thinks he can talk to appliances. Like some sort of like appliance whisperer.
Stebbins, every afternoon for your ride home from 3 till 7 on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.